If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I want to take you back 2 months ago on this radio station. Sean Morash said this into a microphone.
The Rangers will win the Stanley Cup this year.
Well, here we are on April 8th. Update, Sean.
They are dead and they will not be winning the Stanley Cup this year. In fact, they probably are not going to win a Stanley Cup in the next 5 years at this rate if they continue down this path as gutless cowards, Evan.
Gutless cowards? Is that because they got their ass kicked by the Lightning last night at Madison Square Garden in front of 17,000 angry, disgusted New Yorkers?
Forget getting their ass kicked versus the Lightning. They quit last night. And how insulting is that to everybody that's paid all of that money and all of the tickets and the blue shirt faithful Madison Square Garden that believed in this team until the bitter end this last week when they have shown more than enough signs that this team was nothing like the team that made deep runs in two of the last 3 years. All the flags that, how many of us bought flags? No quit New York. When this team did the exact opposite, they quit on New York, they quit on each other, they quit on their coach, and probably, worst of all, they quit on Sam Rosen, who doesn't even get a taste to call playoff games this year.
Here's what confuses me, all right, and you help, and I'm actually honored to be sitting next to you in this moment. I don't say that very often, but I am. By the way, Carlos Carrasco has given up 3 home runs in the last 35 seconds.
Yeah, great. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
So the Yankees are now trailing, I think it's 4-0 after a Dylan Dingler solo home run as the Tigers are unleashing against Cookie Carrasco right now in the bottom of the 4th inning. The reason I'm honored to be sitting next to you is because you are a Ranger fan. And you're not just a Ranger fan. You're the Ranger fan.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch every game. You tweet about every game, as we all see. You're very, very passionate. So I am going to try to not be a troll right now because I think we need to have an important discussion.
Yeah.
I think this is the last day we talk Ranger hockey for the rest of the year because God knows they're not going to the postseason. Today is your Ranger funeral. And so I'm just curious because 3 years ago, I saw a hockey team that was up 2-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning and looked like they were going to go to the Stanley Cup final after a little bit of a respite. The Dan Quinn era. Was that his name, Dan Quinn? Or Don Quinn?
Dave Quinn?
The Quinn, whatever that guy's name
now
was.
Now you have me second guessing it. David Quinn.
And then they shockingly.
Who's Dan Quinn?
He's the head coach of the Washington
Commanders. Oh, that's right.
Quinn here, Quinn there. And they lost that series. And then the following year, they lost to the New Jersey Devils in stunning fashion. And we all remember last year. They lost to a better hockey team, but they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So the Rangers, for 3 consecutive years, have been a very good regular season team that puts up 110 points, that makes the playoffs, and then gives you a tease. They teased you in 2022, up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. They teased you the following year, up 2-0 on New Jersey. And they teased you in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Florida Panthers a year ago. So say what you want about them. They were good.
They were
competent. They weren't this. So can you walk me through how the New York Rangers went from playoff stalwarts 3 years in a row with us talking about them, with us being pumped about them, to this garbage that got booed off the ice last night at Madison Square Garden that no-showed a Devil game 72 hours ago.
Yep.
How did they go from a real threat to winning a championship in this town to this garbage?
Well, let me start with this, because anybody who's still left waving the pom-poms for these gutless cowards is utter dis-a-bunch. Well, they've played a lot of playoff hockey, and those rounds add up. Maybe they're just tired. BS. Are the Florida Panthers tired? Are the Tampa Bay Lightning ever tired? Are the Carolina Hurricanes ever tired? They always play in the playoffs and deep into the postseason. It all starts and ends with Chris Aloysius Drury. He has no business being a general manager in this league. He has no business being a general manager of the New York freaking Rangers. He was a busted free agent signing here, and he rode the coattails of everything that Jeff Gordon and John Davidson built here and were starting to build here before their exodus a couple years ago. And the core of the team they put together, led by guys like Zibanejad and Kreider and eventually Panarin, are starting to get older, although I'm not going to put any blame on Artemi Panarin. And everything they have done since, or Chris Drury has done since, from Gallant to Laviolette, has been a mess, and they've gotten by on sheer talent. Last year, gotten by on power play that's been non-existent, and gotten by, frankly, because they've always had one of the best goalies in hockey that hasn't been as great this year in Igor Shesterkin. But how is it that you let a man last year who was the captain of your team go into a locker room and start this season on said team because you got scared off that he was going to refuse a trade because his wife had a residency about being a doctor in New York?
Jacob Trouba.
Jacob Trouba. And they allowed the guys like Kreider and Mika to feel bad for Jacob Trouba. And that seeped into the room as they started 12-4 this year. And eventually that was still getting rotten with Trouba, and they ship him out. They then wanted to cast blame on one of the young draft picks of their team, Kaapo Kakko. Why is he not excelled? Why is he not excelled? Yet they trade him to Seattle, and all he's done is become one of the best players on the West Coast in hockey this year. I know nobody's paid attention to this. How is it that he got so much better off of this rotten organization? I don't have the answers for that. But giving the contract extension on Alexei Lafreniere, who has been invisible and a cataclysmic bust this year when he was supposed to take the next step into being a 40-goal scorer, this is all on the resume of Chris Drury. And if this guy is allowed to hire a third head coach after hiring two really well-established head coaches in the National Hockey League, Laviolette of which had won a cup, that should just not be allowed. Chris Drury has made a mess of this thing. He has pissed off the core of the team. And frankly, now let's flip it around to the core of the team. Whether it's Chris Kreider still crying in his Cheerios that the team fired trainer Jim Ramsey after 2023. Whether it's Meek and Kreider not liking being split up on their lines because they're so buddy-buddy. Whether it's any of that, those guys are all soft and mentally worn down too. So if I was the Rangers this offseason, I'd find a way with the no-trade clauses, get Mika the hell off this team. I thought Chris Kreider would be a lifelong Ranger. Get him the hell off this team and start anew. And don't put all your eggs in the basket of your young stars like Keandre Miller or Alexei Lafreniere, because they're nothing like what you thought they were. And I'm very, very worried that this is now going to totally implode into a dark era, that James Dolan won't have the balls to fire Chris Drury and kind of blow up the thinking and the mechanics of his team, because they are gutless cowards from the GM to the coach to the freaking players.
I apologize. I don't mean to smirk. I think it's healthy for all of us, because we live in a two-team town, in hockey's case, a three-team town, that it is okay. I do believe it is okay for the other side to enjoy when the other side freaks out and loses their mind.
You should, Evan. You know what? You Islander fans who have nothing to cheer about either, that's fine. You Devil fans who, us Ranger fans, couldn't wait to laugh at you when Jack Hughes went down for the year, you should all join in collective laughs.
Yeah.
Because we're the clowns. We're the ones with the red noses on our face and the face paint. We're the clowns. Because we treat the Rangers like they're the Yankees. We treat them like they're the Giants. They don't have a pimple on their ass compared to the history of those teams.
That's right.
And we treat this organization they are something they are not. They are losers.
Wow.
Gutless losers. And we're going to chase the ghosts of collapsing versus Tampa Bay 3 years ago. We're going to chase the ghosts of that series and the dumb penalty by Erik Gustafsson for a long time. And now we're going to be in the cycle of a third head coach with some of these players on the core. And speaking of that head coach, Evan.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with George Costanza's work?
Of course.
George Costanza.
It's not a lie if you believe
true. It. True. And George Costanza famous for, I'm going to try to get myself fired.
Mm.
I think Peter Laviolette let the world know last night he wants no part of coaching this Ranger team anymore. We have the audio when Peter Laviolette was asked after the game last night if he said anything to that locker room.
Yeah.
And by the way, what is left to be said? But here is Peter Laviolette's response.
Chances are dwindling after a loss like that. What's the message like in the locker room?
I don't have a message right now. I don't go into the locker room after the game.
You don't have a message, Evan?
That's bad.
Your job is to deliver the message.
Yeah.
Clearly the messages haven't been heard as the team loses and doesn't show up to New Jersey. Sucks last night, 3 goals, 1:45 versus Tampa. Sucked in that whole run versus Edmonton, Calgary, and Toronto. Sucked for the better part of the season going into the Four Nations. All of that suck is on Peter Laviolette's resume. And he doesn't have the balls to go into that locker room and tell them they're gutless cowards?
Yeah.
This is a lost season that was full of expectations, a lost season that was lucky to get off to a good start, and a lost season that, frankly, has no answers from within, because I don't know how you trust any of the young players they have to take a big next step. What you saw from the Rangers last year and in 2022 is probably the closest we are going to sniff to dog's urine on a fire hydrant. This team is gutless. This organization sucks. And I don't know how it gets better. And they all deserve to go.
That was well done. All right, well done, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to take a sip of whatever you're drinking. Take
exploded
a deep breath.
All over my shirt.
What exploded all over your shirt?
My Celsius.
Oh, okay. I think it's only fair that we go around the room now and rank that rant. Can I go first? You guys mind Tommy and Rosie if I go first on this one?
The floor is yours, Evan.
I thought he started slow. I was a little like, wow, does he even care that the Rangers are gutless cowards? But boy, oh boy, he stuck the finish. So I think he was able to overcome the slowish, I'm kind of in a dazed start. And I would give that on a scale from a 0 to a full-fledged Beningo. I give that a 9.7 Beningo. I really do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One would say he's like Greg the Hammer Valentine. He needs 15 minutes just to warm up,
just
Jesse.
To warm up, yeah. That was my notice, but I'm giving him a 9.7 Beningo out of it. How about you, Tommy?
I'm going to give that one a 9, and you're right, Evan. Until Sean's face turns, what was that color, rosacea? That's where
know.
He
did
really...
Did it turn a color? I don't know.
Yeah, I need. I don't know CPR, by the way. I would give it a 9.5. Before I hand it off to Paulie, though, I would be remiss. Hey, Sean?
Yeah.
You know what time it is?
What? 17 past the Shesterkin? What do you want to do here?
4 past Igor.
Great. Yep. No, by the way, I deserve that. That's fine.
Yeah, listen, I want to remind the audience, we do want to welcome in the Ranger fan. This is a safe place. This is your final burial moment.
That is.
888-808-1019.
We're not running from the pucks today. Call me. Let's go.
We're not, because this is it. We're going to put the pucks away, at least at Madison Square Garden after today. But I also want to welcome in the devil and the Islander fan. Because it's okay if you want to drink the tears of one of the great Ranger fans in this town. So this is about you guys. For us as Islander fans, we're a bunch of losers. We're probably not going to the playoffs either with a 3.5% chance. If you're the Devils, we know what's going to happen. You're going to lose to Carolina in 5.
But at least they taste it, man. At least they taste it. You know what it's like not tasting postseason hockey when you should be there?
Yes, I do, actually.
It sucks.
Sucks. No, I get you. So we welcome in all of you in this safe space. Now, Rosie, Tommy gave a 9 on the scale of 0 to a Beningo full 10. I gave a 9.7, I think. How about you as Mr. Hockey yourself?
That's a 8.7.
Really?
I think that I'm impressed with Sean. I agree with you. Slow start. It was like a triple axle, though, at the end of a Brian Boitano performance on the ice. Stuck the landing.
Nobody knows who that is.
What are you, Oksana Bayul?
Nobody knows who that is.
People know, nobody knows who Brian Boitano is?
Yeah, I only know him because of South Park.
Exactly.
That's how I know.
Yeah, me too.
The craziest part about that wonderful rant by Sean, is that it was literally less than 2 months ago when he turned on a WFAN microphone and with a straight face said this.
The Rangers will win the Stanley Cup this year.
Because I'm a sucker. Because I believed in a core despite what they were showing me. I might be last on this train to join everybody who was on the, hey, this team's not the same. But they were right. Everybody who doubted this team was right. They stink. And I could deal with bad seasons. I could deal with deflected pucks. How many times do you see football seasons? Bounce of the ball goes the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
What I can't deal with is quitting. and gutlessness. And that is what this team has exhibited more than anything else this season.
I have a surprise for Sean Morass that is hockey related. We'll reveal that in a couple of minutes.
Oh,
plus,
great.
We got to figure out when Sean has to pay his dues. Because since the Rangers aren't winning the Stanley Cup, nor are they making the postseason, he has to dress like the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Huh. Sweet.
You and I are going to UBS Arena to see the New York Islanders take on the, quote, gutless cowards known as the New York Rangers. Are you gonna have fun with me?
Girl, would you spend a buck on those?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
No, don't say that. Now we're going to have a good time. Thursday night at UBS Arena.
Look, I root for the uniform. So
bitch, I'm a New York Ranger fan.
They've played like gutless cowards, but I won't be a gutless coward. I'll go into that building.
You're going to be at UBS Arena for Rangers Islanders with me. Now, I do want to let the staff know we have 4 tickets. So should we invite Tommy and Tiki? Tiki's obviously not here to speak for himself, but Tommy is. Now, remember, I did put Tommy in a ticket timeout recently because he's turned down a lot of games. But this one's unique. This is Islanders-Rangers. It's a rivalry game. We're going to eat some food.
It's also a chance for the show to bond.
That's true.
It's not you just asking him to go to one game. I mean, I think you can ask
him. All right.
But I'll say this. If he's unavailable.
That's a problem.
I mean.
That's a problem.
How many more? You know what I mean? At some point, aren't you just friend-zoned, Ev?
Well, yeah. When I've already said that he's turned down so many games that it'd be tough to ask him again. There is one issue, though, and I already know this because I know the schedule's like the back of my hand.
Well, that's the problem.
Thursday night, the Knicks are in Detroit for a playoff preview. Knicks Pistons.
Oh, that's where you're going with that?
What'd you think?
Your dopey basketball team's playing. I have to be here till 7:20.
Oh, you're blaming Nets Hawks?
No, I'm not blaming anything. I'm hosting till 7:20.
Well, but here's the good news. Here's the good news.
Why are they dopey, by the way?
Because they suck, and they try to lose, and they don't lose.
Can't they just forfeit at this point?
We'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Here's good news, Tommy. Even though, yeah, you'd have to stay till 7:20, and a wise person once told me this. Don't worry if you miss the first few minutes of the game. There'll be another few minutes of the game, and then a few more minutes of the game.
The only difference is that I'm not going to Citi Field where you could take a subway. I'd have to take a Long Island Railroad. I'd miss, like,
first period of
So are you officially saying no thank you to Islanders Rangers?
I have my duties and responsibilities here at the radio station. I appreciate the invite. I will not be able to make it. It breaks my heart. Unfortunately, I won't be able to.
Now, hypothetically, because I can't guarantee I could pull this off, hypothetically, if someone else did the bridge show for you.
No, that's my responsibility and my focus is hosting.
All right. So he has said no, he's out. So I think that's his last ticket invite for a while.
And definitely. I mean, he had the right answer to corporate. I mean,
that was a good answer.
Was a good answer. He does get less bridge shows with the Yankees. I can't kill him for the answer.
I'm not killing him.
At the same time.
Plus, you don't need me there. You guys can bond and hang out. You guys are the Ranger Islander fans. You don't need me there.
What if we like hanging out with you, Tom? You ever think of that?
No, I don't. I always think there's an angle.
Yeah, here's the angle. He said no again. Now I'm not asking him at all for Knicks playoff game.
That's a shame.
it's a shame. I'm really heartbroken you can't make it. But Ranger fans are heartbroken. Last night they got embarrassed by the Tampa Bay Lightning. They still have a 3% chance to make the postseason. But as Sean eloquently put in the open, you could rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed any of the words he used, very descriptive words that he used to describe the New York Rangers. We all know they're dead. So we'll hear from you to start. We'll get to a lot of baseball, a lot of football throughout the show. But let's kick it off on this beautiful, cold Tuesday with Bobby and Hapatkong. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Evan, Sean, Tommy, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
What's up? Bob?
Sean, I called in, I think it was 4 weeks ago on the Saturday show with you, and what you did in that open was amazing, and I gave you a clap for that. I tagged you in something from Sean, Valiquette, the analyst, former goalie. Igor Shesterkin is the second worst goalie in the league when the game is tied, and the worst goalie in the first couple minutes of a game.
Well,
and it's
I know those stats are out there. I think those stats are a little deceiving. That being said,
you're going to defend this guy now?
No. I think we're in the middle ground with Igor Shesterkin. I think when you read some of those stats, we're going over the line on how bad he's been. He has also, though, not been worth the $11.5 million extension they've signed him to. And by the way, that's another problem here with the New York Rangers. You agreed to that deal. We all clapped it up and celebrated. You didn't let it leak into this offseason. You pay a goalie that kind of money, no more excuses about the bad defense in front of you, and the team better not be bad for the bulk of this contract for the next couple of years. You better find a way to retool quick. Otherwise, why the heck you do it?
Can I be an I-ho here for a second?
An I-ho, sure.
An independent hockey observer. And I admit...
Hockey, not hopkey.
Hockey observer. And certainly I haven't watched every Ranger game. But I would give you this opinion on the 90,000 miles above. Actually, that's too many miles. 30,000 feet above. That's what I was looking for.
90,000 miles. That's space.
Right. I would say this. Igor Shesterkin is never going to be Henrik Lundqvist.
You don't got to tell me that.
And he's never going to live up to the contract that you sort of had to give him.
Well,
but the reason why you're here and you're in the spot you're in is not mainly because of him. It's because the core is rotten and you got the wrong coach.
I agree. Like, if I'm going down the list of problems with the New York Rangers, Igor Shesterkin is probably not in the top seven. But that also doesn't mean you forgive and you act like he hasn't been this brilliant, unbelievable goalie all year. He just hasn't.
No one's saying he has.
And I don't like giving excuses. Well, another defensive lapse in front of him. Okay, make $7 million a year. Then we'll let you make that excuse.
No, you're right. When you're making that kind of money, go stand on your head every once in a while. Let's go to Elias in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Elias?
Hey, how are you, Evan, and everybody there? Thank you for taking my call. So I'll be very quick. A big Rangers fan, and I agree with everything that Sean said. The only thing I would only disagree with, also you need to add on, is Mr. James Dolan. I'll tell you why. We had Mr. Gordon there. We had JD there. Those guys were building up a team. Now we don't have anything anymore. We have lost everything. Playing defense, power play. If you can't see a power play, it's 3 for 50 or whatever. You need to start looking at the coaching staff, the scouting, the everything.
Elias, I'm going to tell you, they're going to look at that because also if we're going to blame Drury and Laviolette, they had like the best power play in hockey last year.
Here's a problem.
I can't blame James Dolan, the owner, in this situation. He's been really hands-off with the Rangers, and they've done a good job.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
but it's bottomed out this year.
Since the salary cap era, which started in 2006 after we lost that season back in 2005, amazing, that was 20 years ago, the Rangers barely missed the playoffs.
Right.
Like, keep this in mind, and this is not to put them over. This is just the facts, especially as an IHO, especially someone that's lived it on the other side. The Rangers missing the playoffs is unique.
That's why this is such a big deal.
Exactly. Exactly. It's why the Islander conversation isn't screaming and yelling. It's why when the Nets or even the Knicks miss the playoffs, it isn't screaming. It's almost like, yeah, that's what happens.
In a sport, by the way, where you should make the playoffs.
Of course.
Eight teams are making it.
But this is only going to be one, two, three, the fifth time in the lockout, post-lockout salary cap era where the Rangers have missed the playoffs. So I have a tough time personally putting this on the owner when the owner has showed patience in terms of management. They've won more than they've lost. Now, I get your call to him, which is blow this up now. They've maxed out on what they can do. I don't trust Drury. Get him out. I respect that.
I just don't think the general manager should be allowed to hire a third head coach here. To me. I think that's a massive mistake when he's the one buying the groceries.
Lorenzo in Keyport. What's up, Lorenzo?
Why do you guys take that fraud Licata to the game so he can be happy no matter who wins?
That's a great idea.
Maybe. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Evan, I call you about the Brooklyn Nets and the Mets of among the loser franchises, but the Rangers are my team. And last time I saw Sean at the mall, I told him to stop tweeting and shut up. And I called you and emailed you and told you he wasn't wearing the L. But in this case, Sean, I'm with you on board with almost everything, except I still feel for Mika. I don't want to let him go. But I'll never forget, Pierre Maguire told Mike Francesa, the Rangers never win because there's a mint on their pillow and they're the best treated players and there's no grit. And I've never forgotten that. I don't know how much of it is true, but Sean, good job today.
Thank you.
But the Rangers haven't always been that way.
Right.
Like when I think back specifically to the Tortorella era, where also they were in the playoffs every year, they did have grit.
It was all grit.
It was all grit.
In fact, it was too much grit that they couldn't win a cup that way.
Yeah, they'd block too many pucks in a given series.
You were ending careers early because of all the block
shots.
Right,
they'd be physically broken by the time they continued to advance. I don't think that's a fair. I think this team definitely deserves that criticism.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They have been completely soft, completely way over the top finesse. And if you're going to be finesse, you better at least score on the power play and score goals.
Now, you said something earlier.
Who even likes mints on the pillows, by the way?
What was that?
A mint on a pillow.
Yeah, I think that's like at nice fancy hotels.
But does that do anything for you?
Yes, makes you feel really good. It
really?
It manipulates really well. I'll tell you why. So when you go to
a
hotel.
Give me a dozen wings on my pillow. I'd love you.
When you go. Wow. Well, not if you're Cody Bellinger, who's not in the lineup today because he had bad wings. When you go to a hotel, like a nice one. Okay, I don't know if you're aware of this. Tommy's definitely not aware of this because he doesn't have any, like, I think he knows how to tip. But you're supposed to tip when you stay at a hotel. Like, you're tipping the housekeeping people, right? Is that what you're supposed to know?
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
You mean housekeeping.
Like the maids. Or not the house innkeeping people.
Right, and usually the average I've learned is $5 a day. Like, you put $5 down for every day you're there, right? Is that a fair, if I accurately describe this?
From what people do, yeah.
From what people do? What do you do?
I just go about my business.
You don't tip?
How many more people I got to tip in the world?
Jeez.
Honestly, I tip
hopefully
at every
at least,
turn.
Hopefully
I'm an
over-tipper.
I'm an over-tipper at the bars, the restaurants, this, that, and the other. Okay,
these
deal.
People are cleaning up your disgusting hotel room. You don't think they deserve a tip?
So what? You brought me clean towels. I'm paying enough for the room.
Wow. I apologize for ripping Tommy. I guess I should have ripped Sean. You tip at a hotel, right, Tommy?
It depends.
It depends?
It depends.
What does it depend on?
The shape I'm leaving the room in. If I really, you know,
that's a good
point. If it's like a bachelor party and you're there for 5 days,
great point.
Drop a bunch of money. If I'm in wherever, AC for one night and it's immaculate and you're just making the bed, I probably wouldn't.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's exactly the right.
I still think you should leave a tip, but if you want to tell me instead of five, you're leaving a buck, okay, fine. Like, I get it. You did less damage to the, I'm thinking of you doing damage. I will tell you this. If I come into a hotel room, in fact, believe it or not, I'm going to be in a hotel room on Friday night. Celebrate my wife's birthday, taking her out for a big surprise.
Uh-huh. Well, not a surprise anymore.
Well, damn it.
How big is the surprise, if you know what I mean?
Very big, very big. If there is a mint or a chocolate underneath the pillow, there's a really good chance that $5 tip's a $10 tip.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it lightens my mood. Makes me feel good.
What?
Because I'll tell you why.
There's an Andy's chocolate on there? You're going to give somebody $10?
I'll tell you why. When I'm in a hotel room, usually that means something special's happening. Like, it's very exciting. And so why wouldn't I want a mint? It's helpful. I don't usually have mints on me all the time. I forget sometimes. My Listerine strips end up in the washing machine because I left it in my pocket.
Gross.
Which happens way too often. So you leave me a mint while I'm going to a hotel, you've got me all hot and bothered. You got me
ready to go.
It looks
like such a kinky sex activity.
So right. I'm glad you used that analogy because I'm a fan of that analogy. Now, I forgot what we were talking about. Basketball? Oh, hockey, right. The Rangers suck. That's right. Let's go to Rick in Queens. How are you, Rick?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking the call. Sean, I completely feel your pain as an Islander fan.
Thank you, Rick.
Now, I have a grandfather who is basically running this organization, and my ownership does not want to take responsibility in letting him go. Now, he decided to fire what was the next best coach since Al Arbor. And after back-to-back conference final game sevens, because the following year, half the team was covered in COVID and didn't play.
Yep. So they were greatly affected by the COVID, no doubt about it.
Of course, but he decides to fire. He decides to fire him, and now you bring in Lane Lambert, which he didn't learn from watching Washington Capitals do the same thing after they let Trotz go and took over the head coach was the assistant coach, and he didn't even sniff the playoffs. And Lane Lambert did a horrible job too. When are they going to let him go?
By the way,
you had a chance
and
then trade.
You hit on it. I want to stop right there because you hit on it. When you think back to what the Islanders were building in those back-to-back seasons, it was about Barry Trotz. When he took over, there was a revolution with this team. Everything changed. They went from being the worst defensive team in hockey overnight to Barry Trotz is there, and they're either the best or the second-best defensive team in the sport.
It was palpable.
And it was incredible what they accomplished. And then you're right. 2022 was a lost season, and it was a lost season. I don't like to sit here and make excuses, but the reality is the whole team got COVID. That's what happened. And the schedule was a mess. Yep. They were moving into the new arena.
They'd open on the road for like the first 10 games, whatever the heck it was.
It was a lost season, and I remember when Lou made the decision to move on from Barry Trotz. I sat here and said, you know what? Lou has accomplished so much in this town. He's a brilliant, brilliant mind. I'm going to trust him. Well, here we are 3 years later. It was a colossal failure. I mean, we got the hindsight now of 2020. We've got the hindsight of looking back. It sucked. It was a disaster. And Lou's weird because he's a Hall of Famer. He's brilliant. But the team's going nowhere. What are you supposed to do? And the answer is start over. Hit the reset button.
That's it.
Are the Rangers in that exact same spot? Kind of feels that way.
They are. Well, I mean, look, at some point you knock on the door so much when you bottom out after just missing like you have to the last 3 years, what else is there left to change? They've already reshaped this a little bit. They've called up kids like Othman and Perreault. They traded for JT Miller. They've made strides in that way. But something else has to change. If you can't get rid of everybody, it starts at the top. Somebody else has to have, you know, a bird's eye look on this team and identify what's going wrong, people that aren't too close to it.
One of the ramifications of this Ranger failure is that Sean Marash owes the world that day where he has to dress up as the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.